I'm just going to say some random words, and it would be advantageous for you to Google this stuff, right? I'm going to just say some regular words. So I'm going to just say some words that they're hiding stuff. They're hiding information. One of them is portobello mushrooms. Portobello mushrooms. Portobello mushrooms. Another one's MCT oil. MCT oil. MCT oil. MCT oil. Extra virgin olive oil. Coconut oil. Sugar substitutes. Sugar substitutes. Sugar substitutes. Like monk fruit. Stuff like that. Not the sucrose and stuff like that. Not the what do they call those other ones? I think they've gone off the market now because people are waking up. The oil that they cook your French fries in, the oil that they cook your hamburgers in, that oil is bad news bears. It'll mess you up. Dr. Berg, B-E-R-G. Dr. Berg, B-E-R-G. Keto, ketosis. Ketones, ketones. Learn what ketones are. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Who controls the world? BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. They control the world. What filters down from them goes down to all the corporations, and they have, at the very lower level, they have a system in place called ranks, comments, ratings. They have a system in place at the bottom of the pyramid called ratings. And so when you go work for somebody, you better keep your ratings up. If you don't keep your ratings up, we're going to fire you. So all the way from the top of the pyramid, all the way down, they have accountability to make sure you do the bidding. The bidding of these corporate fascist dictators who want to control the world. I mean, really, they really do control the world. $10 trillion, I mean, 10, between all three of them, probably about $20 trillion, probably. You know how many assets that is? Do you realize if you rose up in those positions, you would think you were a god? You would have so much power, you would think that you were a god. Or a goddess. You know how many women will try to marry these people? These men running these BlackRock, Vanguard, and the State Street. You know how many women want to get married to them and don't, and would play, they could put on a painted face for like 5-10 years just to get in the door. Fake reality, painted face. It's all Babylon. Just Google Babylon. Google Babylon is falling. Babylon is falling. I know it's a rough life. I know it's hard. And I know it's hard to, some people are in pain, but a lot of the pain is sugar. Inflammation caused by sugar. Inflammation caused by the grease. Inflammation caused by the carbs. Inflammation caused by the carbs. The sugar, the grease. Type in vitamin C and pine needles. Vitamin C and pine needles. Just type that in. See what you come up with. Type in superfoods. Superfoods, type that in. What are the superfoods? Go to this website, the National Cancer Society, and read what they say about stress. Stress causes cancer. That's what they're trying to do, stress you out and cause cancer. Stress causes cancer. Stress causes cancer. Stress causes cancer. It's on the on their site, on their website. National Cancer Society. At least it was 10 years ago. I haven't checked it lately. Top causes of cancer. One of them was stress. What's the world? What's the news? What's the media? What's it all about? The wars and the rumors of wars. What's it trying to do? Trying to cause cancer. Type in mold and cancer. Type in mold and cancer. See what comes up. Just ask the question to the AI or something on Google. Does mold cause cancer? Just type it in. Just type in, is cancer what they really told us? Just type it in and see. Do the research, people. Do the research. There's a deer on the side of the highway, and then there's a wreck down the road here. And one lane's completely shut off. There's a deer in the middle of the highway. And then there's a tire. And then, it looks like... a deer tried to cross the highway. They don't even know the deer. They don't even know the deer's on the other side of the median. I guess it hit a car and still jumped the concrete. It's on the other side of the median, and they don't even know the deer is still there. They thought it ran. I guess they thought it ran off. What's the name of that movie that tells everything? Tells what you're really in. Dark City. Dark City. Watch that movie. Dark City. Dark City. Everything reboots every day, trust me. Just like a computer, it reboots. Look at the cartoon. Go through the cartoon called Reboots. Watch it. Don't watch it as a entertainment. Watch it and decode it. And watch Reboot. Watch Roadrunner and watch Reboot. Watch Doctor Who series and watch some time travel movies. You'll find out that everyday reboots. Everyday reboots. Every day's the same. How come the same stories that happened when you were a child still happen in your life as an adult? Reboot. Every once in a while, the user would play a game. So the characters in the computer program called Reboot, they were defending and defending their area. And so when this user dropped down a game cube, it was a cube, and if the people in the game didn't win, it would destroy part of their city. So the user was like the archons playing these little games, you know. The Archon sets you up and play a game with you, mess with your mind and mess with your emotions and all that. Especially if you hadn't had any sleep. Or some tragedy happens. The Archon's always... And there's always precogs because the same pattern repeats. attention to the patterns around you, because when it starts ramping up, it's game on, people. The archons are no different than game theory. It's always game on. They might give you 2 days off, 2 days rest, 3 days rest, but the game is game on. That's why when you try to do something too fast, to achieve a goal too fast, it's game on. They come after you. Because if you're trying to get something done too fast, let's say you're being greedy or whatever, you've opened the door to the dark side. And so the fallen angels, the fallen archons, the unseen realm, you open the door to the dark side because you're not balanced. You're off kilter. You're not staying balanced. And so you open the door, and they come in and start game theory on you. And then when it falls apart, you cry out to God and say, "Lord, help, I'm being attacked." And you go through the repeat process because you got out of balance. You got off kilter. Welcome to the real world. And so it's a feedback loop to try to keep you balanced, you know. Welcome to the real world. It's a feedback loop to force you to learn to navigate with your body ship, to navigate down here in a balanced way. A balanced walk. If you get out of kilter with your walk, things happen. Bad things happen. Because you're in the dark side. God wants you to be steady, steady state, upright, balanced. One of the things I'm studying right now is the finance theories. And there's one theory about dollar cost averaging, right? I don't do that theory. I think if you just buy when it's low, buy a little bit each day or each week, buy some stock when it just drops, and just look at the overarching trend. I'll give you an example. Right now, the energy stocks are all low, but the basic fundamentals of the energy stocks are the same. So for the next 3 months, if you buy energy stocks while they're low, and when they drop, in 3 months they're going to go back up to normal. And then the next 3 months, there's going to be another industry that's going to be low, like the banking or whatever. But right now, the energy sector is low. If you buy energy stocks right now, you're going to be ahead of the game, ahead of the curve, because it's just a cycle repeat. It never changes. It never ends. It never ends. It never changes. It never ends. The same game over and 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 over. It never ends. So yeah, BlackRock is evil, State Street, Vanguard. But you can, because you know what they're doing and what they are, you can actually wake people up and have people benefit to the game. Because the hive, the average person doesn't know it's a game. They're all playing games, and they're using statistics and math to actually figure out what you're going to do before you do it. They watch your spending habits. They know what you're going to buy before you buy it. You think, okay, these credit card companies, they have a database on everything you spend. You really think they don't use that data to track you and to see what you're going to do? They want to know, and then they put you in a little pattern with other people like you. They know what the married people are going to do. They know what the single people are going to do. They know what you're going to spend. They know if you're going on vacation. They know everything about you. That's why I say your thoughts are not your own. They put the stuff out there and try to get you to walk according to what they want you to do. You're on a database. They can judge what you're going to do before you do it. If they see you buying a bunch of sugar, then they know you're going to get cancer.
No. No, my car keys.
They know what you're going to get before you get it by what you're eating, what you're doing.